Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Syrian rebels killed at least 28 Syrian regime troops Thursday in an ambush outside Damascus, according to a report from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, based in Britain. The soldiers came under fire from rebels as they attempted to advance in the town of Al-Rihan. The observatory said officers were among those killed in the ambush, and the death toll is likely to rise. The Trump administration's decision to end the CIA's semi-covert arming of Syria's rebel militias came as no surprise to the insurgent commanders, who've been battling the government of President Bashar al-Assad for 5 years. But they remain angry at what they see as being cast off by an unreliable ally who, they say, never supplied them with sufficient weapons, especially shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles that they argue would have enabled them to win the war against Assad. They say the decision to end a program that then U.S. President Barack Obama began in 2013 amounts to a final abandonment of non-jihadist insurgent militias, and they warn it will likely prompt more fighters to join al-Qaeda and other extremist groups, if for no other reason than to survive. The Trump administration has yet to complete its strategy to stabilize Afghanistan, with one Pentagon official telling VOA it would be, quote, weeks before a plan was finalized and announced. And when President Trump was asked by a reporter whether he would deploy additional American troops to the war-torn country, the president responded on Thursday, "We'll see." Trump made the comments during a visit to the Pentagon, along with Vice President Mike Pence. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A day after President Trump harshly criticized his attorney general's decision to recuse himself from the investigation into Russian meddling in last year's presidential election, Jeff Sessions doesn't seem worried about his job.
I have the honor of serving as Attorney General. It's something that goes beyond any thought I would have ever had for myself. We love this job. We love this department. And I plan to continue to do so as long as that is appropriate.
Trump told the New York Times newspaper on Wednesday that he never would have appointed Sessions to head the Justice Department if he had known Sessions would step back from the Russia probe. Trump said Sessions should have never recused himself, and if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job, and I would have picked somebody else. Ugandan police say they've arrested dozens of political opposition activists this week. The arrests coincide with speculation that President Yoweri Museveni will act to change the Constitution to allow himself to run for another term in 2021. The World Health Organization reports a survey of 11 countries finds evidence that HIV drug resistance is growing, posing a potential threat to the prevention and treatment of AIDS. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports 36.7 million people are living with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. More than half that number are in life-saving antiretroviral therapy. The WHO says more than 10% of people starting antiretroviral therapy in 6 of the 11 countries surveyed were resistant to the drugs. But the WHO coordinator for HIV treatment and care, Meg Doherty, tells VOA other parts of the world have some of the highest incidence of drug resistance.
But once we have more people on therapy and more people who are potentially taking drugs that could alter the virus, the risk of this resistance can go up.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
After nearly 9 years in prison, the former American football player and actor O.J. Simpson asked a parole board Thursday to let him leave prison, and the board moments ago agreed. Simpson could walk out on October 1st. The 70-year-old Simpson was convicted of armed robbery and kidnapping after confronting two sports memorabilia dealers he claims stole his belongings. His imprisonment had nothing to do with his infamous connection with the murders of his ex-wife Nicole and Ron Goldman, for which he was found not guilty. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.